Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm saucy and I'm posh. I'm all about the dosh. I live in Ballinlock because I can't afford BlackRock. You can ask me for advice, but don't expect me to be nice. It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
Hello, it's our Rosaline here in Bala Desmond. Well, feck Berna anyway, but she's always had an eye for technology. She was the first person in North Cork to figure out how to use a microwave, although I suppose that's not saying much. Anyway, didn't she sign up for an artificial intelligence app? And she's been on it like a mad thing since early January. At first, she had it doing normal things like writing randy messages to lads on Tinder, but soon she figured out a far more useful feature, local gossip. She was looking out the window one day and said to herself, I wonder who is that now calling to Tim Pat Mary's place? It turns out her Alexa speaker was connected to the artificial intelligence robot, and it came straight back with, that's his red hot Latin lover, Berna. Well, lads, I've been over there since getting all the goss. Noreen from the road below caught her Declan with the au pair, and now they're all in a trouble. Eddie Two Dogs is after opening an Instagram account for his piles. You should see the photos. Well, bad cess to technological advances, but Berna and myself haven't been outside in a fortnight. So busy have we been rooting through the dirt on people in a 30-mile radius. Do you think we should start broadcasting our results on a podcast? Rosaline, Bala Desmond.
It's hard enough imagining people in North Cork having sex. A whole podcast about it could push an entire nation over the edge.
It's getting half pissed on our WhatsApp group. Douglas Road stunners who are thinking of putting a vineyard out the back. Clodagh underscore loads of property kicked it all off with a message about the shocking weather because she read that a butterfly in Mallow who always predicts the weather said that a super wet March means it'll be scorchio from late May through to back to school. Fifi underscore four grand Birkenstock said, that's it, Maisemy, I'm putting a vineyard in the back garden. It's not like I'm short of space. It isn't like she's short of rash decisions around that time of the day either, because Fifi's no stranger to a bottle of Pinot Grigio after lunch. Anyway, there was radio silence on the WhatsApp after that, with every last stunner all over Google asking, what's the best kind of vine to grow in Ireland if we get a nice run of weather? Annette underscore the best yet was first to announce that she was on a flight to Bordeaux to schmooze with the wine buffs down there and get their advice, the biatch. I rang this guy who makes Chardonnay in the south of England, but he kept banging on about Brexit, so I just hung up. Then it occurred to me, is it actually a good idea to get a vineyard on the Douglas Road? Or will I just end up looking like a gal? What do you think, Audrey? Jenny Douglas Road.
My cousin is a wine expert, which is the Ballinlock term for borderline alcoholic. I rang her there and said, would you drink wine from Douglas? She said, I definitely would if you ran out of toilet, Doc.
Now listen up, Paddy. I've just come from a meeting of the British establishment, where we all dressed up as characters from Bridge Over the River Kwai and spanked each other furiously, while agreeing that you Micks are making complete fools of yourselves over Joe Biden. What is it with you spud munchers and the US presidents who can't resist coming over for a visit moments before they launch their re-election campaign? Can you not see that he's just plain patronizing? I assume you know what patronizing means? I'm not sure if you heard, but this Biden character has refused to come over for the coronation of Charles III, saying it's too far, but he's perfectly happy to go and see you lot for a spot of begorra. Now, I'm no student of Irish history, but I'm sure you must feel this insult to the British crown as strongly as we do here in London. I kindly insist that you Paddies take to the streets and tell Joe how upset you are about insulting our monarch, Charles, or Good King Big Ears, as we call him at meetings of the British establishment. Lord Edmund VII, Spanker, London.
My cousin, Lefty Lynn, has very strong views on American imperialism. I asked him if he's marching against Joe Biden. He said no. I said, why? He said, have you seen the weather?
Come here. What's the story with old people on Tinder? The old man's 85. Mam died last year. Now he's like a demon under Tinder. Going by the name of V for Viagra. And he's forever bringing ancient ones home for Sunday dinner. There's a new one every week, like. And they'd be all over each other, slabbering away like teenagers when we are trying to wolf down the roast chicken, you know? To help to keep your appetite intact with that kind of carry-on, Audrey Gull. So, can I tell him no more old dolls or what? Don't you do any, Blackpool.
My mother is big into Tinder. I warned my brother nothing good could come of showing her how to use a smartphone. But anyway, I said to my mother, is this sex memorable? She said most of them can barely remember their name.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.